In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This feast with the three names has a bittersweet feel about it. We have a baby on the threshold, die Schwelle, of life. And we have two old people, Simeon and Anna, almost at the end of their lives, on the threshold of death. And Mary, full of joy and pride at having given birth, but also full of anxiety and uncertainty about the responsibilities of caring for this tiny child. She too is on the threshold from girl to mother. It is a turning point for her, for them all, and for us too, as we take this one last look at the baby Jesus and then turn away to face what will soon be upon us, Lent, Holy Week, Good Friday. Simeon's words must have disturbed Mary. A sword shall pierce your own soul. It is what every parent has to face as they realize their child will grow up and grow away from them. Every parent with teenage children knows what these words of Simeon feel like. And yes, been there, done that, felt the sword. Growing up, learning to make your own way in the world is not easy. And it is even harder for parents to watch their child do so. Mankind has come of age, said Dietrich Bonhoeffer in a famous but often misunderstood phrase. Der Mensch ist mündig geworden. The cross is a powerful symbol of what mankind does to its heavenly Father in the process of growing up. The experience of Mary at the foot of the cross, her own soul pierced by the sword, is an experience every earthly parent shares in some measure. It is also God's experience as he contemplates what the children that he has created and loved are doing to him as they come of age. But somehow the whole thing is necessary. Jesus could not stay a baby forever. If he had, yes, it would have been a pretty story, and we all love the crib scene here. But then he could not have saved us. Our children cannot stay dependent on us forever, wrapped in cotton wool. If we do that to them, we are doing them no favors. When you are in the mountains, it is our instinct to try and shelter behind a rock to keep away from the wind. But it is a mistake because the wind howls past the rock and tries to blow you over. And sooner or later, you have to come out from behind that rock, and then the full force of the wind seems all the stronger. Far better is to stay facing the wind with the rock behind you to lean on then the harder the wind blows, the more it will push you back against the rock that you are leaning on. And as parents, that's where we have to be. Behind our children, not in front. A support, not a screen. Mary at the foot of the cross is our example here. Being there is what matters. Or the father of the prodigal son. The loving thing was not to stop his son going away, but to be there when he came back. And yes, while it's all happening, it hurts. Love hurts. And a sword will pierce your own soul too. This episode in the temple is a story about making transitions, of crossing a threshold from baby to child, from one generation handing over to the next, from the carefree life of a teenager to the cares and responsibilities of a wife and mother. Growing up, becoming mündig, is not just about becoming independent and doing your own thing. It means becoming responsible, taking on commitments, giving back in return for the love we have received from parents, from the church, from God, the rock at our back. We haven't quite finished. As you know, young people are an important part of our church. Those of us who are older have this responsibility to help them grow up and make those transitions within the Christian faith. Our young people were away at a weekend last weekend, and we were going to get a report from all of them, but one of the ways in which teenagers don't always do what you hope they will do, Tina's going to tell us.
Well, to be fair, half of the young people are in the confirmation class right now, so they are here, they're just not here. Yeah. I just wanted to share a little bit of what we talked about last weekend and just a few little insights into what God did. We talked about the story of Mary and Martha as our basis and talking about the one thing that Mary chose when she decided to spend time with Jesus and not be running around in the kitchen like Martha was. And we talked about what that really means in our life, and we talked about some different areas where Jesus really wants to be a part of our lives. Like, we had a guest speaker come and talk to us about sexuality on Saturday. We talked about prayer. We talked about Bible reading. And we just talked about, yeah, how to bring it all together and how really to make Jesus the center. And I did challenge them. The sermon this morning was perfect. Actually, I challenged them that these are really important years in their lives. And it's important for them to choose wisely what's the most important thing to them. And in the end, we had a few just share a little bit about what they had learned. And since they're not here, I'll share for them. But one of the guys had said that he was really challenged to spend more time with God and really set aside even just 5 minutes a day just to read his Bible and pray and to really try to make that a part of his daily routine. And one of the girls said that one way that she would like Jesus to be more important in her life is that every morning when she wakes up, that she would know his love and his affection and his approval of her, so that she doesn't look to other people for their approval, but that she's already full with God. So those are just a few little things that God did on the weekend, but otherwise, hopefully you can find some of the teenagers afterwards and ask them yourselves.